It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector.
I want to be your friend.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Feet, 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 feet. I love feet, 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 feet.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
I love feet.
My celebrity crush?
Feet.
It's Angelina Jolie.
I love feet.
Batman, the ability to be able to have amazing kung fu powers.
Feet.
You can never compete feet. Dick, what I'm doing next. I love feet.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Dutcher and Rich Radio Program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. You can watch us on twitch.tv, subscribe to 985 The Sports Hub, and everything else. Short of God today, I just realized that. Which sends Nick into... he's going to have to do some work today.
Mm-hmm. He's young been Nicholas. Busting his ass this morning.
Young Nicholas is going to have to do some... we need something by 7.
Yep.
That he needs to do.
He's
all right.
Running all around. Yep.
All right. Well, he's got to get it done. All right. I'll tell you what.
No pressure, Fred. No pressure.
Well, it's, I mean, you know.
He's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of shows only have 2 people
mm-hmm.
behind the scenes. So
yep.
You just got to do what other shows do.
Although in the morning, we have more audio to edit than anyone else.
All I said is I want it done. That's all. I'm not yelling at Nick. I just said I want it done. That's all.
It also doesn't help the computer's not working this morning, apparently.
Yeah, nothing's working. It's a real operation.
So that's normal. So Nick's like, really, I mean, I feel bad for him because he comes in not knowing he's got to do what he's got to do today, and then the one computer that he has to do it on isn't working.
Well, no one told me that Mike wasn't going to be here either.
Like, you got texted.
I didn't get texted.
I think you did. Weren't you not on the text?
I did not.
Oh, I guess you weren't in the text. I don't know why you didn't text you.
No, I didn't get texted.
It's just you and me, Rich.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so I didn't get texted. So, and I had given Mike stuff that I wanted him to do overnight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it is what it is. And then, of course, the computer's broken. So you got all that going for you on a Monday.
It's the way of the world. Sucks. Wish they would get that done, but what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, they could get it done. If I saw anyone, I would complain to them, but I don't see anyone. I mean, we'll get it. There's an engineer here in quotation. Well, anyway, I'll tell you what a weekend. What a there's nothing like, and we'll get to the Bruins trades and everything else coming up. But there is nothing like a nice Sunday, having to be at a baseball park at 7:30 in the morning. On a nice 45-degree day that feels like it's about 30. Who knows that you need to bring the winter coat with you when you on a mid-April day in the these kids that play spring sports, they're really at a disadvantage, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
There is a slight disadvantage that they hold on to the seasons until April, and then there's no cold like being outside with no respite. And we played at some, my son played at some place that is a sea of fields.
Where were you?
Northboro,
okay.
Southboro, some borough,
Westboro,
one of them,
one of the boroughs.
Pass 495.
Okay.
Route, he goes Framingham, and then it all gets all a mishmash. There was a Burger King.
Yes.
Burger King has prominently stamped their franchise in that area because I never see Burger Kings, and yet there was a Burger King everywhere.
Out beyond 495?
It was beyond 495.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, but they had, it was this beautiful facility
mm-hmm.
with all these fields, and then they had a indoor area, but outsiders, interlopers were not allowed. So only the kids from the home team were allowed to enter there. So if you were a parent, you were truly frozen for 5 hours out in the cold. There was nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. And meanwhile, this building with heat and the newish building with heat. You saw people go, the umpires go in there, the kids go in there, and it was beckoning you, but it was no place to go. It was no place for interlopers. You were not allowed. They were using COVID as an excuse, but you know that it was a home field advantage situation.
No choice. You can't go back to the car and warm up for a little?
But then you'd be missing game time. I mean, then your child looks to the stands for, you know, some reassurance from you, and then you're nowhere to be found.
Between games, perhaps?
Between games is not, there's not a lot of action between games, John. You're talking about a 10-minute slot.
Ah.
You could go into the car for 10 minutes. That I'll give you, John.
Do they got a concession stand open where you can get coffee, or is that
they
not
had
until
a concession stand, but it did not open until the second game.
Ah.
And it was not moving with the speed of light. They had a concession stand, but I don't drink coffee. And I don't, you know, I...
Hot chocolate, Fred?
No, I wasn't going to have hot chocolate. No, that wasn't going to happen. But I was thirsty.
The sad tea they sometimes have?
Oh, my
like
wife
the
is
sad
a...
sad bag of tea?
Well, they had a Starbucks across the street. My wife, annoyingly, has turned into a 98-year-old woman. So she will get teas. There's nothing like being out to dinner and hearing someone ask for the tea selection from a waitress, because I'm sure that's on, when you're at a bar, that's on everyone's, not like sitting at the bar, but at a table, that's everyone can just roll off the top of every member of the wait staff's head.
Oh,
is
the best
what,
is when they,
what
they,
teas they have.
They bring out the big wooden box.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
Open it up as if it's like, you know, the one from Pulp Fiction, and you choose like here, whatever tea out of there.
I'm sure there's so much difference between all of them. There's so much difference between every single one of them.
If I ever have tea, and that's usually when there's absolutely no coffee, and it's very rare, I just say, what's got the most caffeine? I don't care. It doesn't matter how it tastes. Just caffeine. That's all I want.
Well, that was the thing in rehab is that I don't drink tea, and so I was very popular. I could avoid sodomy now. But I didn't drink tea, so and they don't serve coffee.
They don't serve coffee in rehab?
Yeah.
Whoa. So that's kind of something
that...
Look at that. Thanks,
Dan. But they let you smoke?
Yeah. I think if they told people not to smoke, that people would just leave rehab. And I'm being dead honest.
Coffee would... I tell you what, if I couldn't have coffee, it would... I mean, I don't know what I would do. Like, it would be the worst.
Yeah. If they had coffee, maybe they had... Maybe they had coffee, but they stopped serving it at like 8 in the morning. That might be what it is.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that everyone at rehab, not me, but everyone at rehab has trouble sleeping because, you know, they're not doing all them drugs. I mean, you have to remember there's people in there that have had lifetime heroin habits. I mean, there's
sure.
There's so I think that's what it was, is they didn't serve coffee after 8. Well, suffice it to say is that you would be walking around like in the afternoon and there would be dudes with like 6 tea bags, like you said, Rich, just for the caffeine, rammed in some like glass.
Yeah.
Just with this like awful thick black water, like, just gross, and they're just mainlining.
Yep. I would do the same thing if I couldn't have coffee. I would take, like, you're right, about like 6 bags and just jam it in there, and I would do that black tea, which I think might be the one with the most caffeine, and just, like, that's what I would have to do.
Yeah.
There'd be no question.
Yeah, there would, girls would, like, come up to you, and they'd be like, do you have this, like, such-and-such tea? And I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, you should get it next time. And then I was popular for about like 5 seconds every day with girls because they knew that I would have tea because I would take the tea, but I wouldn't drink it. And then I would get attention from girls for 5 seconds and then they'd be on their way. But yeah, they didn't have that. They didn't have carbonated beverages outside of detox. Like, not even non-caffeinated carbonated beverages.
Non-sugary? Like you
No, they had sugary drinks. They had juice, like the juice in the dispensers, you know, the fountains. Like, they had fountains everywhere, like fountains of water and water with fruit in it. And then they had juice. But, you know, if you drink a ton of juice all day, you could drink 2,000 calories in juice.
Oh, sure.
So you don't,
sugar overload. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to drink all that juice, but they didn't have any soda. So when you first get out, that was the thing is Diet Cokes. And I have no idea why they don't give you carb. And I asked the staff, I'm like, why can't we have carbonated stuff? And no one knew. The caffeine, I know why, but the carbonated, I do not know why.
That's weird.
And it can't be like it's too close to beer or something because it's like, get out of here. Well, then what, you can't like drink anything? Like, the body needs liquids. You know, no, I don't think many people are in there because just like I can't get enough of beer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, there was dudes that drink mouthwash in there.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, there was dudes that wintergreen mouthwash, by the way, the blue kind is apparently the kind to drink. If it's like a Sunday and they're not serving booze and you don't got no money, like they're not selling booze at the store and you don't have enough money for the bar, mm-hmm. you go into any one of your friendly convenience stores and you pick up a nice thing of wintergreen mouthwash.
Isn't that what Tom Hanks was drinking on the Family Ties episode where he was an alcoholic?
He also drank maraschino cherry juice in that one, which I don't quite... apparently, maybe that was a liqueur at one point. But Michael J. Fox comes down, and he's happily... by the way, the happiest alcoholic you've ever seen. Like, I mean, because if you're drinking, like, household stuff to get drunk and to stave off horrible death... You can die from that with alcohol withdrawal. You can die from it. He was a cherry guy, like because Michael J. Fox discovers him drinking the maraschino cherry juice, and Tom Hanks has the wherewithal to go, oh, it's okay, yeah, you know, I just love cherries, and then Michael J. Fox doesn't buy it, but instead of shaking violently and foaming at the mouth, he's just he can still pass it off. He still had that gift. But, yeah, wintergreen, and that's for all the kids out there, wintergreen mouthwash. You've really hit the depths of bumdom when you're drinking wintergreen mouthwash. Yeah. There were times I felt out of place. I can't lie to you. There were times that I was like, okay, well, maybe.
Maybe I don't have it as bad.
Maybe I've been lapped a little bit in some of these departments. Yeah. But, you know, nonetheless. Yeah, when my roommate was waking up in the middle of the night screaming and crying, I was like, oh, boy, okay. Just taking a snooze over here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rich, I'll tell you this. Is you can't say that there wasn't action after mm-hmm. the games ended last
the
night.
The Bruins make a major trade, and this is going to be – it sounds like they're going all in, Fred, so let's get into that.
Yeah, and the best news is they didn't have to give much up.
Correct.
And they're not obligated to any of these people. So my off-season plans, and I might say just before we get into it, I can tease this, is that I wouldn't be surprised if the Bruins make some deals today maybe to recoup some of the picks that they gave away. We will have that for you in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening, you are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friend.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and Bruins lost 8-1 last night to Washington. There you go. That happened. Now let's move on to the future, Rich. The future, they made some moves last evening.
They did. While the players were getting their asses kicked, the GM was doing work. Don Sweeney pulls off a trade that the Athletic grades, Boston getting an A+, and the Buffalo Sabres getting an F-. Former Hart Trophy winner and the guy picked before Sagan, Taylor Hall, is headed to Boston. It seems like it was a long time coming, along with bottom sixer Curtis Lazar. The Sabres, in return, will receive Anders Bjork and a second-round pick. It almost seems too good to be true. Oh, and oh, it even gets better. The Sabres will retain 50% of Hall's cap hit. What? How did they pull this off? Now,
well,
listen.
There's like a month left in the season.
I was just going to say. I mean, he's only on a one-year deal.
If they wanted to move him, they were going to have to work something out financially.
And but Anders Bjork is a guy who'd been scratched five games.
No. But literally to make the trade, they probably had to agree to take some of the cap just to make it work.
Hall has been a wild underachiever the last 2 years. This is his fourth team.
Well, and
in
this
years.
Is a prove it year too for him.
Yeah.
He took the 1 year deal. You'll remember Taylor Hall said in the offseason, because you know everyone has been clamoring for Taylor Hall around here for a long time. Obviously, there was the talk of him and Sagan going into that draft. They were the 1A and 1B in that draft. And Hall's won an MVP. I mean, he won 2017-18 season. Yep. And if it wasn't MVP, then scoring title, whatever the hell. Whatever,
MVP, Hart Trophy.
Whatever word for they have in hockey. I can't think of it off the top of my head. And so, you know, people have been on it. And he said, and so everyone went, Taylor Hall is obviously going to come to the Bruins. They need a left shot. He's going to come on. He's going to play in the second line. And he said, I want to go to a winner. And then he turned around and signed with Buffalo.
Which was hysterical.
Yes.
And on top of that, he's one of these guys that, as John was saying, he's been on nothing but bad teams. As a matter of fact, you could argue that this is the first real, like, serious team that he has played for that has a chance. Because, you know, drafted by Edmonton, New Jersey, traded to Arizona, and then, of course, a very bad choice, as you were saying, Fred, by going to Buffalo after that. But, you know, as far as actual goals right now, as you guys were saying, you know, he's only had two in the last 37 games this year. But he's a career 10% shooter. Hopefully the change of scenery will help for that. And like, I've read so many articles about the things he actually does excel in, like these hockey nerd stats, like high danger passing and expected goals for things that I guess like translate well when you have good talent around
what
you.
What was that last stat? That one even expected, got by me. What is that?
Expected goals for.
Well, the thing is that hockey's every bit as nerdy as baseball, but no one pays attention to it.
It's true. I'm reading all this stuff, and they're like, but wait, I know it looks bad, but look at all these stats. And he's a high butt. You put him in the right environment with these guys, and these translate to goals, and more goals.
It's funny because people will like make fun of like exit velocity off a bat, and you'll go, well, a guy can be hitting the ball really hard and just not be hitting.
Yeah.
And so they go, oh, that makes a little bit of sense. But then you'll throw every dumb hockey thing at people to go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
that makes sense.
So this does seem like, obviously, there's a big upside. And as I was saying, the one thing about Anders Bjork is that he wasn't playing anyway. No. So you basically gave up the second-round pick. They're taking half of his salary. And as you said, Fred, before the break, is that, you know, they're not locked into anything, which is nice. So yeah. With that deal, they also get Lazar, who is part of the deal. He tallied 5 goals, 9 points, and 33 games for the Sabres. He's under contract through next season. He's got a modest cap hit of just only like $800,000. He can play both center and wing. He's a good penalty killer. So that's obviously good news. It's, they
so,
use
and
that
what
depth.
That does, well, it's more than depth. What that does is that now they can shop Corrali, and who's in the last year of his deal, that someone would probably take and maybe recoup a later round pick.
Sure.
And so look for that. There's another guy that I think they might move to, but go ahead. Go on.
Well, and how about that? The Bruins being very active before the deadline, and before even that deal yesterday, it was announced that the Bees had made a deal for Mike Riley.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yeah!
That's right!
Mike Riley, who is in my Instagram mentions like there's nobody's business.
Oh, well, I mean, the minute it said Mike Riley, I was like, well,
No, because I put a picture of Mr. Mike Riley up on my Instagram. And Mike Riley is a big fan of, Mike Sarge Riley is a big fan of responding to everybody that talked about his photo.
You mean he favorites every tweet that has his name in it?
No, he responds to them.
Oh.
And if it's nice, he puts a fist. And if it's mean, he yells them.
Ah. Oh. All right.
So he's got that going.
Why were they being mean to Mike Sarge Riley?
Why
because
they
celebration yesterday?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say mean, but they were, you know, giving him grief for, I don't know, having 9 wrestling belts behind.
No, this is Mike's. This is Sarge's weekend. I mean, this is it right here.
Yeah,
if you're ever going to be nice to Sarge, it would be this weekend,
which
right?
We'll get to later. But Mike Riley, he is from the Senators. The Bruins traded a 3rd-round pick in the 2022 NHL entry draft for that. Riley, 27 years old, he's going to add some blue line depth. He's got 19 assists in 40 games for Ottawa this year. 6'1", about 200 pounds. So, I mean, listen, right now they need bodies. So that does not seem like too
and
bad.
They needed a left defenseman. We're going to get to that was pleasant. Nice. We're going to get to some audio at 7. I was in the car. I heard. Oh boy, did I hear it all! I heard the over under show. I heard the hockey show, and we're going to have Andrew Raycroft because he was great on the hockey show. I heard Hardy's trip to the Masters. On Sunday. I heard it all. But Ty Anderson was on with the hockey show with Beers and
Judd and Brian.
And very uncomfortable.
Really?
Very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I don't have a side. No one's in the right or the wrong. I just, it was like The Office. It was one of those things where it was like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't
wait
to hear that. Great.
Oh, yeah, you got to hear it. It was really uncomfortable.
And don't tell me more. I don't want you to spoil
it.
I want to hear this. Yes.
Okay, so the Bruins get, and apparently Riley's good enough to skate with Brandon Carlo on the second D pairing. So going into last night, coming into the trade deadline, the Bruins really couldn't afford to trade away any of their young defensemen because they're all playing. You got a lot of people who are banged up, and you can't afford to trade your young talent on the back end, which is where you had depth. You don't have a lot of prospects in the system up front. You don't want to trade away your first-round draft pick. Excuse me. You don't want to trade away your first-round draft pick because you did that 2 of the last 3 years. So that's what you're hamstrung with. So what did Sweeney do? He turned it into a guy who could be a top six forward when properly motivated. You got a guy who is a penalty killer and can help your fourth line, and you got a guy that can play with Carlo as your second D pairing, and you didn't give away a draft pick worth a damn.
Pretty good
overnight for Don Sweeney.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you can complain that it doesn't put them over the top or make them, you know, but they're better today
than they were yesterday. You barely had to give up anything.
Right, and it still sets you up for a huge offseason. And look, I wish Rask was more dependable because if they knew Rask was coming back, if they knew Rask was healthy.
He's skating today, by the way.
Yeah, he's been skating for a while. If they know that, because then you could deal Halak.
Right.
And you could probably get something decent in return for Halak. You could get a decent pick for Halak. I wonder if a team was desperate for goaltending, and I don't know who out there is, to be honest with you. But if you could deal him for a second.
You could probably get a second for Halak. I would think that's probably what you're looking at.
So what if you dealt Halak and you got your second rounder back? And now now you've really given up nothing and gotten this much better.
Too much stuff up in the air, though. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Well, I'm like I said, it all depends on Ras, so don't look for it to happen. Because if you're looking for dependability and looking for someone that you know what's going on with them, look somewhere else. But if there, by some strange miracle, Rask was communicating with the team and everyone was on the same page and they felt Rask would be healthy enough to take them through a playoff run, then you could deal Halak in the last year of his contract and recoup that second round pick and use Vladar as your backup. And because you would hope he wouldn't even play in the playoffs, and then there you go. But this is not the world we live in. But I just thought it's another reason to be frustrated with Rask.
It's going to be nice to see whether or not all it takes is a team that he thinks he can win on for Taylor Hall to be able to pull something off.
Well, we'll also see the magic of Krejci, right? Like, if Krejci is truly this magician with the puck who...
Yeah. You can put Pastrnak back up at the top line, have Hall skate with Krejci, and away you go.
Oh, no. The idea is that Pastrnak would play on the second line, and you would have... bookends with Krejci.
Wow.
You would have Hall and Pastrnak.
Well, you're right. This would be a perfect example for all the Krejci people to say, see,
so
look.
You would have one of the best young forwards on his right side, and you would have a former number one overall pick on his left side, who apparently has all the physical gifts one needs to excel at the NHL level. And if Krejci is truly this magician, then there you
high
go.
High danger passing, Fred. Expected goals for.
I know what they all mean. I know what they all mean.
Ever going to do it. Put it this way. If Hall's ever going to do it, it would be now.
Well, he's played well before. So, I mean, it's not like he's never been good.
The last two seasons have been troubling.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that's the thing is that you didn't give up a lot for him. And if you make a deal, you might have given up nothing for him. And then you don't have to keep him.
I'm just saying, if he comes in and lights it up, I mean, he's 30 now. If he comes in and lights it up, he'll set himself up for one more contract.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He needs it more than anyone. He needs it more than they do.
I mean, if he's ever going to get one of those 3 or 4 year deals worth $5 or $6 million per, if he comes in and excels down the stretch here and in the playoffs, he's got himself a deal.
I know that he's been shooting himself in the foot as far as his value is concerned, but doesn't it shock you that they couldn't have gotten more for Taylor Hall than that from another team just by sitting and waiting for another like 12 hours or however long it is until the trade deadline? It just seems to me like they were just ready for it to go away. And they're like, all right, fine.
I think they wanted someone to take some of that salary away. And also, you're going to hear this. I haven't read it yet, but I haven't really looked. That, oh, no, Taylor Hall is going to poison Pastrnak, and Taylor Hall has a bad attitude, and that's going to spread to the young players on the team. That's going to be a narrative that comes out.
I say Bergeron proof. You put Bergeron in there, there's none of that's going to happen.
I would take my chances. I'm with you. I would take my chances. I mean, he's around for 2 months. Hopefully, he's around for more, but right now he's around for 2 months. So, I mean, how bad could it be? All right, Rich. I don't know who this is. Go ahead, Mark. Oh, Mark from Medford. Go
What's
ahead.
On? There you go.
Good morning, guys. Long time no talk.
There you go.
I'm thinking Taylor Hall. Finally, he's going to be on a decent team. And apparently, a couple of weeks ago, on an interview on the NHL Network, he had said that thank God I'm only in this bleep hole for a year.
Well, that's Buffalo to begin with.
Nick, find that. We got to see if that exists, because that's fantastic.
Nick, you have until 9:59 to find that. I'll give you some leeway there.
I'll look too.
He's got a lot of work to do, but that's fantastic. Yeah, as I've said before, having talked to dozens and dozens of NHL players, in conversation, not on the radio, I can tell you that Buffalo is not the preferred destination. In fact, they'd rather play in Edmonton or Winnipeg than Buffalo, which is because they're all Canadian, and for some reason that holds some appeal to them. You would think that Winnipeg would be Edmonton would be the last place. It's literal cow country. I mean, say what you will about Buffalo, but at least there's buildings and things of that nature. Like Edmonton, from what I is cattle country, correct? And it's not even Calgary. It's like Calgary's second cousin. And Winnipeg is where Ice Road Truckers starts. That's where they all start. So that doesn't seem appealing to me either, but they like it more. All right, Rich, we will talk more. I will have that audio hopefully for you at 7 of because it leads to the trade deadline and what was done. And there was some sniping on Twitter about what happened on the hockey show.
Ooh.
And is there nothing more that we like than the uncomfortable drama of things? What else is coming up, Rich?
Well, while the Bruins were getting their ass kicked yesterday, there were two other local teams doing the ass kicking. We will get into both of those.
All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Want to make a good morning even better?
Oh!
Now, you can listen to Toucher and Rich on the radio.com app.
You're locked in to the show.
It's Toucher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We will talk more about the Bruins. Obviously, throughout the show, Andrew Raycroft going to join us at 9 o'clock. I heard him.
I like him on Nesson, by the way. I think he does a good job.
Yeah, I heard him on the hockey show and he talking about the young goaltending, and it also fits my narrative. So so you know, you got to grab. No,
right.
I don't know if it does or not, but he talks about these kids now and what it's like. And how they're more prepared for the NHL than ever, and I thought it was great. So I figure maybe not everyone heard him on Saturday morning, so maybe we could have him on, too.
Excellent.
All right, Rich, there were other teams that didn't get beat 8-1 last night.
Yes, there are teams that did the opposite of that, and the Celtics gave us their best win of the year yesterday.
Tatum for Marcus Smart, shot clock at 4. It's going to be Tatum here against Aaron Gordon. Right-hand dribble, drive strong! Big-time flush with the right hand, and Jason Tatum is back, kids.
He went by Gordon so fast, Gordon had nails in his shoes.
14 of his 28 in the fourth.
Who the hell would have thought? The Celtics just demoralized one of the better teams in the league and have now won 5 of their last 6. Boston 105, Denver 87, down by 14 in the third quarter. This was one of those games where you'd seen it a million times. The Seas would roar back only to choke at the end, especially against a team that had just won 8 in a row. But not yesterday.
Tatum turns the corner in the paint, flips it up, no good over Jokic. Rebound, Robert Williams keeps it alive, but Jokic comes up with loose ball, throws it away, picked off by Tatum. Hands to Robert Williams for the two-hand slam. Jokic was falling out of bounds. He had to get rid of it. Tatum knew that was coming, so he stepped in front of Porter under the basket and came up with the steal. Celtics have a 10-point lead. This is their best 6 minutes of the year.
All right, you Celtics. Say it, John.
What, by Denver?
Because you keep making made a face. You say it.
Denver, now look, nice win. Denver had won 8 in a row. But in reality, the lineup they put out there yesterday was decent with one otherworldly player. Correct?
The one with the MVP?
Yeah.
And Aaron Gordon, the guy that Celtics fans were salivating over for the longest
time? Aaron Gordon could not have been worse yesterday.
Okay.
So,
maybe it was because of good defense being played against him, which is a rarity.
The Celtics played excellent defense in the fourth quarter when it mattered. However, Jokic, after a brilliant 2 quarters plus about 10 minutes, completely disappeared. And he got angry with the refs, spiraled out of control, and he was benched with 5 minutes to go. And I will say this. Denver was without Jamal Murray. Can we agree on that?
Yep.
They were without Jamal Murray, who has torched the Celtics and is an all-star caliber player.
Celtics were without Evan Fournier.
Yes, they were. They were without Evan Fournier.
Which is one for one.
My bad. My bad. No, all kidding aside, Denver was not the 8-win-in-a-row team yesterday that they could have been. They weren't
at
full strength.
But that was still an impressive
let me finish.
Ultimate ass-kicking
Let me finish.
Against
baby
who's going to be the MVP?
Baby steps forward. Celtics played very, very well in the fourth quarter. I didn't see that coming. Most NBA teams don't get to close on a 40-8 run. Never see that. Nice win. Very nice win. They're tied for seventh now. They're a game out of fourth. I mean, they're tied for sixth, rather, with Charlotte. They're a game out of fourth. They're right there. But, I mean, let's not go crazy. That's
to me, no one's going crazy. The most impressive thing, and the reason it was my favorite win of the year, is because the end of it, the way they won, was defense. And that has been lacking for the longest time from this team.
True.
And I've known it. This is a team that every season up to this one, where you've had most of this core and Brad Stevens, they've been one of the better defensive teams in the league. And you've been wondering all year long, where has that been? And it's almost like they just said, all right, we'll try now. And they got out there and held Denver to 3-for-23 from the field in the fourth quarter. Denver scored just 8 points in the final 14 minutes. And that wasn't just because they're missing everything. It's because there was some excellent defense being played against it. And it was really as bad of an ass-kicking as I've seen any team get this year in that fourth quarter.
That's
awesome.
True. And especially in today's NBA, you hold another team to 87 points. That is a major, major win for you. But it's shocking. Denver with Jokic on the floor and Denver without Jokic on the floor. Everything is different. The guy is almost averaging a triple-double. He had one yesterday. He's averaging a triple-double as a center, something you never see.
Yeah,
so, I mean, he
awesome.
Is the best player on the planet this year, but Denver without him, I mean, when Jokic sat down with about, 2-3 minutes left in the third quarter and then didn't come back till about 4 minutes were gone in the fourth, those 6 minutes, Denver had no chance. No chance to stay with the Celtics.
Well, it was a good win, and they need wins. 5 out of 6 they've won so far. Here's Brad Stevens.
All the good teams I've been around can come back and win. You know, you come back in each of the last 3 games and win. Down in the fourth quarter in all the games, that's encouraging. But just keep trying to get better.
That's the other difference, is that these are games that usually, against good, bad teams, doesn't matter. They would come back and they would never win in the end, and lately they've been doing that. So the road trip continues tomorrow night when the Seas take on the Trailblazers for a late one at 10 p.m. Woo! And then a Thursday night game against the Lakers where there's a chance that both LeBron and Anthony Davis will be out. So just keep racking up those W's. That's all you need. Come on. One in the next. By the way, Cantor had like 30 rebounds the other night.
23 points and 30 rebounds against Detroit on Saturday. That's the guy who you play tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is truly, truly the dog days of the NBA when coaches are trying to find creative ways to rest guys, when teams, you might find a team one night that just says, screw it. And that's the kind
of night. That was not Denver. That was not Denver.
I didn't say it was Denver.
Now he's on to Portland and the numbers that Cantor
put
up.
Like Cantor in a game where people are trying doesn't do that. I mean, you're with stars that are out, and I read an article in Complex about how this NBA season's been kind of like whatever, and you see the amount of missed time from the superstars, like the top 10 players going into the season, and the amount of time they've missed, and now, I mean, this is an issue with the NBA, and an issue that the NBA is looking at solving is that now we're truly in the time with all these games packed into this little amount of time where teams are just taking their foot off the gas or not playing people entirely. So,
and that's the problem with Detroit. I think they have the worst record in the NBA.
And I think it's not the easiest team to motivate. And then you'll get teams like the Lakers who don't have anyone playing and, you know, don't have their two players.
Oh, do you see that game over the weekend? It was Brooklyn against L.A. And Dennis Schroeder, who acts like a punk sometimes, actually goaded Kyrie into getting ejected. It was great.
I don't think Kyrie...
With his hair? Does he still have that hairdo?
He still has the hair. Still has it. Yep.
Oh, yeah. A lot of controversy. Apparently, the N-word flying around.
And Kyrie
was... between Schroeder and Kyrie?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, so what?
The funny part about it is, though, Kyrie not only got ejected...
Whoa.
What?
Does it... Two black guys?
Yep. And the N-word was being flown around.
Oh, that's boy. That doesn't happen every single night? All the time? that doesn't happen every single night between black players?
You would assume it would happen at times, yes.
Who made that an issue, Kyrie?
Kyrie Irving did not like Dennis Schroeder using that word.
Oh, get out of here.
It gets better. It gets better.
Oh, get out of here.
It does. Fred, it gets better because Kyrie had to sit out yesterday's game for personal reasons.
Oh,
after getting ejected two nights ago.
Yes. It was a family issue. It was a
family issue. I don't know. Whatever it was.
I want to check Kyrie's Spotify playlist. It's one thing if Evan Kanter says it to you. It's another thing if Schroeder says it to you. Get out of here with that. Oh, please. Is he something else.
A lot of controversy.
Well, it can't be that controversial because I haven't heard about it. And I do like
page
to think,
of Yahoo right now.
Well, that's that they designed that for your own taste. Mine is probably all Kardashian. That is the pits of trying to reclaim your antics. Use the N-word. Two young black guys at a basketball court. Oh, no. Boy. Never happened before.
So as the Celtics hopefully continue their nice little run that they're on, right now for the Red Sox, things are just getting absurd.
Terrific day out of J.D. Martinez. 3-for-4. Pair of home runs. He's driven in three. Another drive.
Oh, no.
Out to center. Back in the goes.
Goodbye.
That's a home run.
Check the video. Oh, he loves the video. He finally has the video back.
That's, of course, Nesson. And after losing their first three games, the Red Sox owns baseball's longest active winning streak of six games, during which they are averaging almost 9 runs a game, all capped off with yesterday's offensive masterpiece 14-9 win over the Orioles. 6 home runs total, 3 of those from J.D. Martinez. Sox got 6 innings from Nick Pivetta. He allowed 4 runs, 7 hits, striking out 7. But when you're scoring as much as the Red Sox, it doesn't even matter.
That's a good point. The pitching really hasn't even been that good, and it doesn't matter.
But, hey, maybe McAdam was right. He said it's going to be a dingapalooza.
It is going to be a dingapalooza.
We've got it's dingerama all over the place.
It's funny. They had an article, and they were talking about that Devers was taking – Devers apparently wants to approve defensively, which some guys don't, and he does.
Good.
And Devers was taking ground balls at third, but Dahlbeck was taking balls at third too. And wouldn't you know, Dahlbeck a lot better at third base than Rafael Devers.
Devers is not a good fielder. He never has been.
So I don't
this
know.
This is not a shock to anyone.
I don't
anyone.
Know why they insist on keeping him at third.
The reason that Devers is a major leaguer is because he's an otherworldly hitter at times.
So throw him to first. I know he doesn't want to play first because his bat at first base isn't as valuable as his bat at third, and he wants to make money.
I would agree.
But, well, I mean, it's a fact.
Yeah.
But if I'm the Red Sox, and I want to nitpick right now, I would. Why, if you got a guy who's a lights out third baseman, you're going to play him anyway. Switch Devers to first. Put his glove there. Let him. He'll be able to do it. He's an athlete.
Well, here is J.D. Martinez afterwards, who is super cool.
I told you guys when we lost 3 and everybody was panicking, I said, relax, guys, it's only 3 games. There's still a lot more games to go, and, you know, I'll say it right now. So what? We've won 6 in a row. There's still a lot more to go. You don't get too high. Don't get too low. Keep going. Stay hungry and, you know, come out. We got J-Hap tomorrow and the Twins. It's a good matchup. They have a really good team over there. It's a good challenge for us.
Now, don't lie. You're high as a kite, baby. You ain't feeling no pain. JD, he's got his videos. He can pick up because they didn't let him watch the videos last year.
He's rocking the tablet in the dugout during a game.
He wasn't able to watch the tablet.
Is he leading the league in dingers right now?
I haven't looked at who's
Sox
leading the league in dingers.
Sox had 7 dingers before yesterday, and they hit 6. So boom. I would say probably not.
Let's see. Home runs. He is.
Oh,
he's
is that
tied.
Right?
There is okay. There's a 4-way tie. Okay. He's up there with the likes of Tyler Naquin,
yes. Cleveland.
From Cincinnati?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it was Cleveland. Now it's
yeah,
just
you
Cincinnati.
Tried to get cool with jumping in
truth.
With the name.
It's the truth.
And Ryan McMahon or something from Colorado, and Brian Buxton. Byron Buxton, who everyone who had his rookie card held on to it tight because he was going to be the guy. Mm. And maybe now he's turning it into something. But you'll see Brian Buxton as Byron Buxton as they twins.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
he also stole Pee Wee's bike.
Byron?
Buxton. The Buxtons are not
friends. Ah,
You'll appreciate this, Fred. Four-game series in Minnesota. All four games are day games.
Yeah, in Minnesota, that's what Detroit does, too.
All four games.
You should
do
that.
Three 205 starts and a 105 start.
I don't want a night game until mid-May. Okay, yep. Or maybe even June around here. Let's get them all day games.
Yeah, I sat in the cold for a doubleheader in the morning yesterday, and I'll tell you, it's if I was at a game that I didn't have a relative playing in, I would have left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what I paid for the ticket. I would have been out of there like nobody's business.
By the way, speaking of baseball, did you guys see the out call at home during the Braves-Phillies game?
Yes.
Where mm-hmm. they went and the replay showed it that, I mean, it was the worst call ever. And still, even after the replay, it's one of those things where the ref just doubled down and was just like, yeah, the ump was like, yeah. He was completely safe the entire time. And even afterwards in the post game, doubled down on it as well. And it's one of the most blatant missed calls ever. And I think it cost the Braves the game, right? Or Philly. I forget which way it went. But I mean, it's one of those things. Then why have replay? Like, why even have replay if that's the case?
The best is when they can't even replay it. Like the situation with the Mets
when Florida, Mets, Miami. Yeah.
When what's his face leaned. I love elbow pads.
Conforto.
Too. Oh, do I love elbow pads? Just chuck as much crap on
your
arms.
Strike three. Hurt. Conforto puts his elbow pad in the strike zone.
Yeah, right down the middle. It's a pitch right down the middle, and he's got that dumb elbow pad on, which they should ban. And you want to solve that quick? Take that elbow pad off him.
You can't review whether or not the pitch is in the strike zone. You can only review whether or not it hit him.
Yes.
So poor Don Mattingly runs out there and has no argument.
But at least the ump admitted he was wrong there. But take those elbow pads off. He ain't gonna take one off the elbow to win that game. I'll tell you that. Without that big, it just shows you with those big ass elbow pads on, it doesn't even hurt. Just stick your elbow right into it like it's the Bad News Bears. There was a kid in the Little League game had some big ass pad on too. I don't even let my son wear gloves.
Your son is 12. They're wearing big pads at the age of 12?
There was one kid from another team that had some big pad on because he had to take it off when he got to second.
Come on.
No. If you want to wear the clip that goes over your face, like that side clip, by all means.
Sure.
Yeah. But when I used to have to wait for kids to put on batting gloves, I'd be like, what are you swinging the bat 500 times a day? What do you need batting gloves for? So my son doesn't wear batting gloves. I'm just, what do you need them for?
No, there's no reason to wear an elbow pad at the age of 13.
No, it was like on his leg or something.
Okay.
But I couldn't see. If it was an elbow pad, I would have scoffed loudly. All right. The Bruins, a lot of action at the trade deadline last night. They made a couple moves, including bringing in Taylor Hall, if you haven't heard. And there was talk of the trade deadline on the hockey show, which airs from 9 to 11 on this station on Saturday mornings. And there was some awkwardness on the show, which we can get to in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.